Some strange objects are showing up in this year's holiday greenery. Bouquets with okra pods, swags of dried sea kelp, and wreaths of miniature artichokes. You too can bow out of the usual scotch pine and red ribbon by doing it yourself, gathering spent seeds and mixed greens from your neighborhood. And Pierre's Ketzel Levine takes us foraging in Portland, Oregon.
Well, let's just say I'm the one holding the microphone. The real trackers here are Mar Goman and Virginia Lindley. They are my neighbors from two doors down. They live in the bright purple house with melon and pink trim. We share a friendship and a back alley.
We know all the dogs and cats in the alley here, so we're about to run into a little trouble. But that serves as a good distraction. While the dogs are carrying on, then we sneak in and get the good stuff. Right now, we're particularly interested in a little holly, which, oh, look, there's some great greens growing over a back fence up there.
The alley right behind our house is reasonably tidy, but down the block, it's disheveled and has gone completely to seed. I'm guessing that in a better-kept neighborhood, the pickings might be slim. But this is a forager's fantasy, and though I'm not sure what she's after, Mar is pumped.
Virginia, how about some of these red leaves?
All right, well, I'm not seeing much of anything. I'm seeing clotheslines, I'm seeing old basketball hoops.
Okay, well, you have to know your alleys. First of all, this is a good spring alley. The next alley over is a little bit better. Wait, here's holly right here. Here, Virginia, put it in the bag. Now, what this holly is lacking is berries, but we'll find that, never fear.
My neighbors are more than casual foragers.
These are pretty.
Mar is a mixed media artist who revels in discarded debris. She's always picking up bones, sticks, rusted metals, and while foraging, tends to court risk. Virginia, on the other hand, works as a corrections counselor and has a keener sense of private property. On the bus to work, she scans for vacant lots and abandoned buildings, knowing that where there's a will, there's a clematis vine.
Sort of noxious weed to most people, grows over everything, but has really wonderful vines and really is pretty.
Wild clematis is also really pretty scary. The one in front of us is devouring the fence. But as an ornament, its exuberantly fluffy seed heads drift like snow. Virginia doesn't cut the flowers off singly. Instead, she cuts long lengths of vine. That's because she's thinking strategically. She's thinking wreath.
And I'm going to get a few more because there's always some mistake and you need extra. Here we go, Virginia.
So, here's what I've picked up so far. Certain vines, plus a little wire, are easily wrestled into floral frames. Virginia uses pliable branches for frameworks, too. But vines have tendrils, and they work like little eye hooks to grasp shaggier bits of wreath. In addition to clematis, that's the wild stuff, not the neighbor's hybrids, she also likes grape and honeysuckle.
What about all this ivy that's covering all these fences here? Do you have any interest in ivy?
I'd use ivy usually in spring. It's not usually winter because it needs to be in water. And often when you're laying greens around or something, you want something that doesn't require water. This, however.
Mar makes a beeline for another bit of fluff growing into the alley.
Look at this beautiful bush. Not exactly sure what it is, but I know we have to have some of it.
That's a smoke tree, Cotinus cagigria.
Oh, a smoke tree. Ooh, the smoke comes off really easily, doesn't it?
I meant to tell you that.
Oh, thanks. Well, we'll take a couple.
Now, by her own rules, Mar should not be bothering with the spent flowers off the smoke tree, for the same reason that just a couple of minutes earlier, she rejected a plant Virginia wanted for the wreath.
This stuff is nice. This stuff is nothing but your annoying weed dock gone to seed. But look at how beautiful it is.
Be shedding in the house?
Yeah, okay, that's one thing you need to do. When you gather your stuff, you shake it. You see how bad it's going to shed. Okay, unacceptable level of shedding.
Nevertheless, Virginia won that round. She needed the dried dock, also known as sorrel, for its percussive staccato effect, like chocolate bolts of lightning through whipped clematis clouds. The tip here is texture. Much like in a garden, the more riotous, the better. I found this out later when I saw the finished wreath, which you can also see at our website, npr.org.
Ooh, this is great.
Meanwhile, back in the alley, Mar scores the missing red berries for her holly.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Look at those clusters of berries.
We're only 20 feet from their window.
Oh. And the dog.
For the briefest moment, the consumer model of buying berries wrapped in cellophane doesn't seem like such a bad idea.
Take the holly.
But the German Shepherd is sweet, the fence is sturdy, and Mar soon has her requisite red and green. We've also got vines, black seed heads, luminous dried silver dollars. All that's left is some generic greenery, easily gathered from wind-blown trees. Walking home with our loot, Mar sees the best berries yet on a tree in somebody's yard. We don't know who lives there, but like possessed trick-or-treaters, we knock to see if anyone's home. They're not. Virginia suggests we should meet them. What a concept, meet the neighbors, because where she grew up, neighbors often cut and shared holiday greens. It occurs to me that all morning long, we've been claiming our neighborhood, and the alleys were just the way in. Ketzel Levine, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, look at these beautiful rose hips. I gotta tell you, now those are actually in someone's yard. Even though they're leaning into the alley, those are clearly in someone's yard.
Do these roses need to be pruned?
That's not a choice you get to make. Come on.
Aww, those were beautiful. That's a shame.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News, produced by Jim Wildman and directed by Melissa Gray and Barry Gordimer. Edited by Doreen McAllister, Jeffrey Katz, Vladimir Dubinsky, and Maeve McCormick. The senior editor is Susan Feeney. Senior producers are Neva Grant and Audrey Wynn. The executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. Bob Edwards is back on Monday. I'm Alex Chadwick.